Thursday night with the Vamps on KMFM. It's Drive Time. I'm Rob Wills. Thanks for having us on tonight. So, it's all about Kent heroes. This week has been about meeting some incredible people. So far, we've given out Young Person of the Year, Teacher of the Year, and last night, the most incredible guy I think I've ever met, 16-year-old Jed, who won Carer of the Year. We surprised him while he was playing Xbox in his bedroom.
£500.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jed.
Thank you. It's a bit emotional.
How'd you feel?
Shocked.
We received hundreds of nominations for Kent Heroes with Kent Reliance, and they were painstakingly whittled down to the finalists that you've heard this week. We've still got two awards remaining. Tomorrow night will be Unsung Hero, but tonight it's all about Emergency Person of the Year, or as it turns out to be, 999 Emergency People of the Year.
KMFM. Kent Reliance, Kent Heroes, the surprise.
If you're a parent, seeing your child ill or in a serious situation is the worst thing imaginable. But having people around you who can control that situation and their expertise change the outcome of that situation is a really important thing. Tonight, we're talking to Charmaine Kemba about our two award winners tonight for 999 Person of the Year. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show tonight. These two people who you nominated are very special to you for one massive reason, right?
Yep, correct.
Annabelle, your daughter.
Yep.
What happened?
Basically, she became quite poorly back in December, and these two people got her to hospital on time, took care of us right from sort of the second they came to our house, and you know, I believe her good recovery is partly down to them as well.
Reading your nomination, Charmaine, you were talking about the fact that they went the extra mile, and you know that they are uber humble and will just say that it was part of their job. But talk us through kind of what they did that they didn't have to do.
Basically, they weren't just there for Annabelle, our daughter. They were there for us as well. I just had a baby a few days before, so I wasn't in the sort of best condition myself. But once we got my daughter to hospital, my eldest daughter was actually there with us as well. And one of them actually took her away whilst my daughter was being treated. And if I remember correctly, sort of got her sweets from the shop. Just took her away from, you know, quite a stressful situation, really. And I later found out afterwards when we come home that they'd actually stopped my in-laws to find out how Annabelle was doing. And to us, that's just so many small things, but they mean such a lot.
These guys are going to be difficult for us to track down. Because they work different shifts at different times of the day. But how important is it to you that these guys win a Kent Hero Award with Kent Reliance?
Oh, really important. And it's not just to us, it's to our whole extended family. I mean, you know, I think people like these, they're a credit to the NHS. And I know they say they're just doing their job, but I believe they're sort of doing your job and doing your job really well. And they did it really well.
One last thing. Annabelle, how's she doing?
She's doing really, really well.
Charmaine, is she there really quickly to talk to?
I had her over.
No worries.
Right, it's Rob from the radio, okay?
Hello.
Hey, Annabelle, how are you?
Good.
Mummy nominated two very special people in your life today.
Yeah.
Two people that deserve an award, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. How are you now? Are you better?
Yeah.
Good. And you been at school today?
Yeah.
And what have you done?
Maths.
And I believe that you've just got back from swimming class as well.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. So thank you for coming on the radio with us, Annabelle. We're going to meet your Kent heroes next.
Okay.
All right, Annabelle, nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
If there is an award for Cutie of the Year, it would definitely go to Annabelle. Find out who were her KMFM with Avicii and Waiting for Love. Year. This is Rob. Thanks for having us on tonight. You join us on Kent Heroes with Kent Reliance. The surprise. This is all about finding those people who have really made a difference to other people's lives right here in Kent. And tonight, it's all about Emergency Person of the Year. Now, it turned out to be People of the Year in the end. And on top of that, these guys were double tricky to track down. Eventually, we found them and invited them into the studios just for a chat. Now, be warned, these guys are the definition of humble. Let's meet Robin and Ian.
KMFM. Kent Reliance, Kent Heroes, the surprise.
Come in, guys, come in, come in. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. Chaps, nice to see you.
And you.
And you.
Are you well?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, relatively well, thank you very much.
Do you any idea why you've been summoned to KMFM?
I've got a vague idea, and she's very naughty.
She's very naughty, yeah. An award of some description for being brilliant.
So, you two have been so hard to track down.
It's elusive.
Hence why you're in the studios. Mm. We've been doing something on KMFM called Kent Heroes. Special people from across the county who have gone the extra mile. There have been different categories. So we've had Teacher of the Year so far. We had Young Person of the Year. We've got the Unsung Hero tomorrow. But on today's show, we're focusing on 999 Emergency Person of the Year, or People, as it's turned out to be. Now, we had loads and loads and loads and loads of nominations, as you can imagine, huge amounts. But I had one special nomination that's kind of led to you guys being here. I think you probably know who it's from. Talking about her daughter who fell ill in December 2012. They tell the story about how you both went the extra mile for Annabelle. She speaks about how you then went further to make sure that the family were okay and the other kids were looked after. And
once we got my daughter to hospital, my eldest daughter was actually there with us as well, and one of them actually took her away whilst my daughter was being treated, and if I remember correctly, sort of got her sweets from the shop, just took her away from, you know, quite a stressful situation, really. And I later found out afterwards when we come home that they'd actually stopped my in-laws to find out how Annabelle was doing. And to us, that's just, they're only small things, but they mean such a lot. You know, I think people like these, they're a credit to the NHS, and I know they say they're just doing their job, but I believe they're sort of doing your job and doing your job really well, and they did it really well.
I wouldn't call it an extra mile.
No, I would say it's pretty much just what everybody does within the service, really, not anything over the top, but no. It was nice to be there and to play a part, I think.
I know you've just had a reunion recently.
We did, back in May.
Yeah, a couple of months ago. Yeah, they came up to the station and met us, and it was nice to see Annabelle.
It was lovely.
So well.
Very emotional.
Yeah, it was
really
emotional.
Good.
So I think this is why you've probably been nominated. You clearly are very, very humble. As I say, we teamed up with Kent Reliance, trying to award people for their fantastic work, and I've actually got a friend in the studio beside us, and we'll get him in to meet you guys. It's Rob, who is the communications manager from Kent Reliance. Come in Rob.
Chaps, it's our privilege, certainly from Kent Reliance, for not only saving that girl's life, but also for the care and the humanity you showed to her parents afterwards. We are absolutely delighted that you are 999 Kent Heroes of the Year. Delighted also to present you with a couple of certificates for you both. But on behalf of everyone at Kent Reliance, we've got something which hopefully will make your summer just a little bit special. So, for £500. So hopefully that goes a little bit. What you're saying, thank you very much, both of you.
That's, more than... Thank you very much.
It is too much.
Thank you very
much.
Well,
we don't think so. So please take it. Please accept it. And have a great summer, guys. Thank you very much indeed.
Guys, thank you so much. You are Thursday night's Kent Heroes, our 999 Persons of the Year. Robin and Ian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you both once again.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you very much.
KMFM. Kent Reliance, Kent Heroes. The Surprise.